This is DJ Mags, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing tonight, but this is the String of Pearls show, and I have three guests on tonight. If you would all like to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Sasha Waters, and I'm from Texas.
Hi, my name is Wanda Schlump, and I am from Alabama.
And I'm John Paul Ledbetter, also from Alabama.
This is a very southern episode. I would like to point out that being from Mexico, I am from even further south than all three of these. But I think we have some exciting songs, mainly being led by Wanda herself here. So if you want to briefly introduce our first song, and then we can go from there.
All right. This song is called Write Your Name. It's by an artist who is the king of Alabama. His name is Yellow Wolf. I'm actually doing a social justice and advocacy music class final on him. And this song is about all the people that should be celebrated, but they have been left behind.
All right, bet. Go ahead and play it.
Take away the stars.
All right, what were we just listening to, Wanda?
We were listening to Write Your Name by Yellow Wolf. He's an artist from Gadsden, Alabama, really, really small town, northeastern Alabama. Pretty much had nothing. He actually ended up signing with Shady Records. If you don't know, that's Eminem's record label.
And why is it like important to bring Alabama artists to Tufts?
Well, I don't think there's been anybody at the school who's written about an artist who grew up in like a trailer park in bumfuck nowhere, Alabama. But that's just me.
No, like, we really need to bring more awareness to this campus.
Tell us a little bit about your paper.
Okay, so my paper is basically on how the South is really stigmatized, how people are basically just seen as, like, rednecks and white trash. And that's actually something that Yellow Wolf really brings to his music, is he's trying to reclaim that label and actually have a lot of pride in it, a fierce pride.
Yeah, I really respect that because, you know, at, like, Tufts, it's definitely hard to, like, take pride in your, like, Southern label. Like, a lot of people here come from either the West Coast or, like, the Northeast.
That's true. That's true.
Heavy emphasis on the Northeast.
Heavy emphasis on...
It's true. On
New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, incorrect opinions that, like, go around about the South, and that's something that all three of us, I think, have experienced.
Yeah, and he definitely also raps a lot about, like, the media and the portrayal of the South and, like, how things really aren't what they seem, and that he's trying to really build like a new South.
Mm-hmm. No, I've had people be like, is it true? And then they just say like the most like incorrect statement I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's crazy.
So what's your major again? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, I'm a major in political science. Also film, that's slightly less relevant. But yeah, no, like, political science has like really enlightened me to like not only the actual political situation in the South and the like propaganda that some people are like...
The Southern strategy.
Exactly, like Nixon's Southern strategy.
Exactly.
And like, nobody knows about it. Like, I've referenced this to people all the time and they have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's allowed me to that, but also the way that like people who are distant from the South politically see the South. And a lot of the time it's like very ignorant. There's been like many times where I'm sitting in like a political science classroom and I'm like, wow, this is really just like, you know, like some of the like richest, like whitest, most removed.
It's really coming
from
a bubble, for
like,
sure, for
out
sure.
The most socially, figuring out the most socially acceptable way to shit on poor people. It's true.
Okay. And with that, we're going to go to our next song.
Yeah.
So this is one of my own personal anthems. It's called Catfish Billy 2. I personally believe that Catfish Billy, the original version, is better. However, my good friend here, childhood friend of 10 years, over 10 years actually, from Alabama with me, believes that Catfish Billy version 2 is the better one. So that's what we're going to listen to tonight.
All right. With that introduction, here's some more Yellow Wolf.
I've been that boy since I was smoking banana peels. Back in Alabama with a ball pin, hammer knocking hubcaps off the wheels, stealing bow ties off the crib. Mama said no, carbonated soda for your go to bed, but I never listened to it. A 2-liter bong with a 10-4 bowl for the cheap hydro was illegal, I'm sure, but I learned from watching the neighbors. Yeah, watching the neighbors, got me a joy that's jeans. Feeling real hot, hanging from my pocket a pager. Yeah, buddy boy, I'm clean. Cubic zirconium rocks in my earrings. Give me that stone and a mobile phone, and I carry that gym like me and Irene. I'm getting totally stoked, sipping creek water with me and my folks. I'm getting totally throwed, my flock is wilder than the round. Can't keep my dukes in a row, and I can't keep up with this bullshit they calling dope, but I'm married to her, I can't leave this bitch neither. Rock and roll pussy, I cannot turn down, even though she's a liar, a thief, and a cheater, I need her.
That long hair ain't gonna cover up that redneck. Oh!
Catfish Billy! The motherfucker Billy in the house. Billy and I'm really in the house. Really like I'm really on the couch. Chopping up dope, boy. I ain't never seen a drop. You ain't never seen a Catfish Billy. There'll never be another from the South. Never be a mother with the style. To make another me, not now. The king of Alabama, they ain't never been a doubt. Just bounce, I ain't Catfish Billy. The motherfucker Billy in the house. Billy and I'm really in the house. Really like I'm really on the couch. Chopping up dope, boy. I ain't never seen a drop. You ain't never seen a Catfish Billy. There'll never be another from the South. Never be a mother with the style. To make another me, not now. The king of Alabama, they ain't never been a doubt. Just bounce. Still got that bottom beating like gorillas. Shaking my trunk like a killer. You ain't fucking with some American style. Bitch, go to sleep, grab a pillow. Go to sleep with your stinking ass. I ain't got time, I ain't taking trash. Out to the bin, take you up with my pen. And then I take a bottle and break the glass. Ooh, I done built me a fortress. And I didn't have to beg, plead, or force it. Got enough forces to sit on my porch and not move. And still be in orbit. An ancient alien, homo sapien. Me and rappers like beats or orca. Turn water to wine, $1 a time. Drink it up, it's fine, there's no
am not making hip-hop for the hip-hop award show or the gram lights, cause I Catfish Billy. The motherfucker Billy in the house. Billy and I'm really in the house. Really like I'm really on the couch chopping up dope, boy. I ain't never seen a drop. You ain't never seen a Catfish Billy. There'll never be another from the south. Never be a mother with the style to make another me, not now. The king of Alabama, they ain't never been a doubt. Just bounce, I ain't Catfish Billy. The motherfucker Billy in the house. Billy and I'm really in the house. Really like I'm really on the couch chopping up dope, boy. I ain't never seen a drop. You ain't never seen a Catfish Billy. There'll never be another from the south. Never be a mother with the style to make another me, not now. The king of Alabama, they ain't never been a doubt. Just bounce.
All right, Wanda, do you want to introduce the next song?
Okay, so this next song is from my most favorite genre, which is not country hip-hop, which is actually EDM. This is a... Sasha hates it. She hates it.
I don't hate EDM. I just think the country's better.
This is a reggae, bass-boosted jungle subgenre of EDM. This is one of my favorite songs right now, and I cannot wait for you guys to listen to this.
All right, and... afterwards, we'll be back to talk about
food.
Southern food.
Slightly right. Less inflammatory topic. Okay.
Yes.
So, a song by Jenga and Sub what?
Sub Docta.
All right, here we go. This is
Bye.
All right, and we're back.
Hello.
We are indeed.
So if that song scared you a little bit, I can ease you into something that is a little bit more easy listening type EDM.
First, we're going to talk about Southern food.
Southern food. Yes, what is everyone's favorite like Southern food?
Crawfish boil or gumbo?
Oh my god, but my childhood. You know, literally, my siblings used to, like, go to crawfish boils in our neighborhood and, like, rescue the crawfish from the tanks and, like, raise them.
So that, we never did that. We ate them all.
I gotta say gumbo.
Gumbo. Yeah. That's like, that's because that's, like, the food of Alabama.
Yeah.
That is.
And Louisiana, too. It's a big classic there. What about you, JP?
Peanut butter moon pies. The best
so moon specific,
pies
so
out
specific.
There.
Okay.
Don't but make Mardi them Gras? Anymore.
Mardi Gras? Do y'all do Mardi Gras in Texas?
Yeah, like in
but
Houston,
it's not
like Texas is like so big, it's very widespread, but I'm from Houston, and because Houston is so close to New Orleans, it's a big thing there.
Right, so
it was invented in Mobile.
Exactly, that is like so Mobile.
It was invented in Mobile?
Yes, Mobile, Alabama.
I'm Googling this right now.
Google it. Mobile, Alabama is the birthplace of Mardi Gras, and New Orleans
Surely that would
was
be
the
France.
Second.
Dear New listeners, second. If you can hear the keyboard, that's me Googling right now.
Wow,
oh my god,
Mobile?
In 1703, the tiny settlement of Fort Louis de la Mobile celebrated America's very first Mardi Gras.
We know our
1704. Wow, that's really early on.
Yeah.
That's before independence. For context.
Mardi Gras
before
or
July
die.
4th?
Before July 4th, there was Mardi Gras. Damn.
My
actually,
food
that's.
Is ribs. Just interjecting.
Well, yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. You're from Houston.
I love ribs.
That was 317 years ago, the first Mardi Gras.
She said, I'm not over this. I'm not either.
I'm not over this. That's
over
crazy.
Before July 4th?
And it was in Mobile?
Yes.
That's crazy. It was
isn't
in Mobile.
Yes.
Isn't the history of the holiday? Like,
it's insane.
Like,
when did New Orleans become a city? Now I'm Googling this.
When did New Orleans adopt Mardi Gras? Okay, that's
New
what
Orleans
I want to know.
First.
Because, low-key, we go harder than New Orleans.
Wait, I've been wanting to visit Mobile for so long, but this just like proves
like
to me that I have to visit.
You go harder than New Orleans?
I live in,
okay,
like, that's where I stay.
1857, 153 years later.
New Orleans, 153
yeah.
years later.
Yeah.
I got to text Ethan right now.
February 24th, 1857. Okay, but when did New Orleans first become a city?
Are we just Googling facts now?
This is setting me down such a rabbit hole right now. But Wanda, do you want to introduce next song?
Yeah, the next song. So Cotton Candy Sky, like I said, by LS Dream. One of the artists that actually got me into EDM in the first place. And this is a lot more chill version. This is like for if you have a friend who like doesn't understand headbanging. You're like, here, listen to this song, and then you slowly just like work themselves up, or you do what I did to Maggie, which is just bring them to a concert called Sudden Death on Halloween.
My first rave with Wanda was absolutely bonkers, and I was not ready for it. It was Sudden Death. It was Halloween weekend of 2021.
Wow.
Absolutely insane. I could not handle it. I did not know what was going on. Everyone was in Halloween costumes. So intense. We were by the rail because one is never not by the rail.
Headbanger.
We all got so drunk. Did we have to leave and then come back for Wanda? Because yes, we did. We had to come back for
they
Wanda.
They left because they were scared and then they had to come back.
I was scared.
And
sudden death
me,
scared me.
The nurse.
The Elstream rave was way better. So that's my testament to Elstream. I actually listened to Elstream because of Wanda.
I love the concept of like chill EDM.
Yeah,
like,
this is it. Let's go. Let's listen to it
right
now.
We'll listen to it right now. Cue it up, Wanda.
touch my thigh, baby, I'm in touch.
All right, you were just listening to Cotton Candy Sky by Alice Dream. Wanda, do you want to do us a favor and introduce the next one?
Yes, so this song is by my other personal hero aside from Yellow Wolf, NF. I hope you guys listen to his music because this song is pretty fire.
All right, leave me alone.
Hey! Panic stricken. Handle business, not a joke, yeah. Manners missing, travel different, no control, yeah. Time to listen, time to zip it, keep it close. My description, highly gifted, take some notes, yeah. Lack of interest, why'd you visit? Hit the road, yeah. I'm kinda twisted, so keep your distance, be a ghost. Yeah, see, I'm inventive, but quite the menace. You ain't know? Well, then I'm offended. Let's jog your memories, here we go, yeah. I went from nobody to kinda famous. Hide my plaques inside a closet, I just can't explain it. My wife, she tells me that she's proud and thinks that I should hang them. But I just leave them on the ground right next to my self-hatred. Yeah, yeah, mental health, where's my mental health? Diagnosed with OCD, what does that mean? Well, gather around. That means I obsessively obsess on things I think about. That means I might take a normal thought and think it's so profound. Ruminating, fill balloons up full of doubts. Do the same things, if I don't, I'm overwhelmed. Thoughts are pacing, they go round and round and round. It's so draining. Let's move on to something else.
Fine. Running the game if they don't even know it. Like I'm undercover and no one to blow it. They come out of nowhere, they don't even notice. The flow is so cold you would think it was slowing. I'm under the weather but wind isn't blowing. I got an umbrella for difficult moments. You gotta admit it, I'm very devoted. I'm out in the rain but it don't always open, so I hold up my balloons and cover up my face. I can feel them weighing on me every day. I should let them go and watch them float away. But I'm scared if I do then I'll be more afraid. Tell them how I feel but they don't wanna change. Tell them how I feel, but they remain the same. Loosen up my grip, they say that's not okay. Quiet, 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 hey, leave me alone. Debate if we're underrated. We're so overlooked that they're looking over our numbers, Nathan. We don't do enough interviews or go out in public lately. We don't post enough on our socials to keep the buzz from fading. Let it fade, yeah, let it fade. Once it's decimated, then you drop a song out of nowhere and all the fans embrace it. And the buzz will surface again as part of my operation. I don't need advice from my doubts right now. End of conversation. Shut your mouth, yeah, shut your mouth. Better tone it down, close it now. If you make a sound, I'ma change it down. Funny how they be acting loud. Coming on it now, floating round. Man, the kid is wild, pretty wild, true. I'm kinda funny, but don't really show it. I keep it together, but have a disorder. I go to my room and I sit in my corner and talk to myself in a language that's foreign. I think of a rhyme and I have to record it. But no, if I don't, I wake up in the morning and question my life again, always avoiding. I hate to be different, but I hate to be normal, so I hold up my balloons and cover up my face. I can feel them weighing on me every day. I should let them go and watch them float away. But I'm scared if I do, then I'll be more afraid. Tell them how I feel, but they don't wanna change. Tell them how I feel, but they remain the same. Loosen up my grip, they say that's not okay. Quiet, 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 hey, leave me alone. Back in No Name, I said fame called. Told you I hung up, it kinda felt wrong. Finally called him back, we didn't talk long. He asked me how I'd been, I sent him this song. Yeah, think he took offense, he kinda seemed off. I texted him that night to ask what he thought. It took a couple days to get a response. But once I finally did, he said the song sucks. Feel the symptoms, couldn't miss them, wrestle with them. Then I pin and flip them, brought them back up nowhere. You should get some, who you dissing? Mood is switching, don't come in the kitchen. You should listen, cooking record for my hands are blistering. So persistent, don't forget this, hold the tension. Soul is bending, no pretending, open-ended. Low percentage, so demented, whole consensus. Flow tremendous, no apprentice, no incentive. Show intensive, so possessive, tone aggressive. Watch your step when I hold up my balloons and cover up my face. I can feel them weighing on me every day.
Yeah, every day.
I should let them go and watch them float away.
Yeah, float away.
But I'm scared if I do, then I'll be more afraid. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Hey,
leave me alone.
Hey, yeah. Quiet.
Okay, in a bit of a change of pace, we're going to move from NF to Carrie Underwood. Sasha, if you would like to tell us a little bit about the choice or the decision behind the song.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a gear switch. Carrie Underwood is well known for pioneering the intersection between country and rock. Mm. And right now we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs by her. It's a song called Last Name. I heard it like in my childhood and then again on a Glee episode because they did a cover of it. And this has been one of my favorite songs for a while. I introduced it to Wanda last year. And
she did.
Was like, she spent so long trying to avoid listening to the song. And next thing you know, like, as soon as
I listened
heard
to
it,
and I was like, this is such a good song.
We were belting it in the car.
We're going to belt it right now.
We're going to belt it right now. So let's go ahead and play it.
All right. Here it is.
That poison, baby. Last night I did things I'm not proud of, and I got a little crazy. Last night I met a guy on the dance floor, and I let him call me baby. And I don't even know his last name. Oh, my mama would be so ashamed.
Alright, and we are back. This is a public service announcement. I drink over a gallon and a half of water a day. I'm telling you, my skin is so clear. My hair looks so good.
It's true.
Stay hydrated.
It's facts.
She's beautiful.
A test head too.
Stay hydrated. No acne ever.
I've never seen
Wanda drinks so much water. It's so good.
I used to have a half-gallon water bottle that I carried around everywhere.
I literally have a zit right now, and Wanda doesn't, and I'm significantly more dehydrated than Wanda is.
Wanda is a hydration queen. She goes nowhere without some form of water receptacle. She's always hydrating, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah, also you gotta follow our hydro homies on Reddit. You know, they'll get you into the habit.
Oh God, don't plug Reddit on the radio show.
No, I'm for Reddit. I'm a pro Reddit person.
No, me too. And as a pro Reddit person, I'm saying don't plug.
No. Some parts of Reddit are bad. Some subreddits are toxic, but I think Reddit.
Love Reddit.
Reddit is an optimistic take on what the internet could be, and I think more of the internet should actually be like the good parts of Reddit.
Anyways, moving on from that onto
JP introducing the next song.
All right, next up we got Kick My Ass by Big and Rich. If you're feeling down and out, yeah, this is the song for you. And remember, kids, Safety Shark says, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Or dehydrate.
All right, here we go. Bear with us, folks, just slightly.
It's coming.
JP, you want to tell us a tiny bit more about the song while we wait for it to come up?
Yeah, Big and Rich is a country rock band. This CD has been stuck in my car for the past 7 years. Every road trip, Big and Rich. This goes out to my dad, John. He sounds like a John, doesn't he?
I held mine up, said, here's to us, and then. Well, this blonde slid up to me. That was awful sweet. And then I saw her boyfriend, as wide as he was tall. Well, he broke up our hug with a 6'5" shove. And I found myself slammed up against the wall. Been the type to walk up and pick a fight. I've always been the kind to get along. I throw parties all the time, and they're always on my dime. We drink and dance and smoke until the dawn. Well, my style of stress relief sometimes disturbs the peace. The police show up, cut donuts in my yard. And while the Zeppelin's playing loud, they run off my party crowd. They cuff my wrists and throw me down so. Have a little fun for all.
Or more like, boys, play me a love song. Bedroom music. Brothers, give me a groove. So look to your left and to your right. If it's somebody you don't know, maybe it's time to introduce yourself. Maybe say,
Senorita, pleased to meet ya. Would you like some pizza or margarita? Baja Venezuela con mujer y alma consuela. Tiene pechas grandes y ella no es fea.
He jumped out the window with his guitar in his hand and said, shoot me, daddy. I'm Superman. I'm Superman. I'm Superman.
All right, I don't know about y'all, but I'm definitely adding that to my playlist because that song
literally,
was kind of fire.
That rocked.
The Wait. Breakdown, though?
I love Big and Rich, and I hadn't heard that song before.
Yeah, I was like ready for the end, and then it hit you with that. Oh, that was pretty good. Damn.
Appreciate it.
A lot of the songs do that. It's like a little surprise.
All right, next week we'll have JP on. He'll play the whole thing, except aside from me.
Next week, JP's taking over.
JP's just... Yeah.
I will host as soon as Maggie returns my shirt.
All right. JP wishes he could pull this shirt off, is all I will say. And with that, I'll introduce Lion Eyes by the Eagles, my favorite song by them. It's just, I think, a great case of storytelling in a song.
True.
And I think the Eagles are just good storytellers. So here's Lion Eyes by the Eagles. Could have won them.
Yep.
Every form of refuge has its price, and it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't
no way to hide your lying eyes. glass up and pours herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. She wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone, she feels just like a fool. My old sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change things? You're still the same old girl you used to be. You can't.
All right, that was Lion Eyes by the Eagles from their album One of These Nights. Thank you so much for listening to this fun hour of eclectic music
and from especially
four different people, and especially
shout out to one of our current listeners, Avi Shane. We appreciate you being on.
And shout out to the other listeners, so much right wherever now. You are, whatever you're doing. I hope you wake up and do whatever you've been procrastinating on tomorrow morning.
I would just like to say thank you. 27 listeners is 27 more than I thought that I would get tonight. So,
especially from Avi.
Yeah. Can the two Southern gals introduce the last song of the night?
Oh, please.
All right. This next song is honestly the song of Sasha and I's friendship. Boondocks by Little Big Town. It is a Southern classic. Everybody knows it.
This is like the like anthem of
we
the
listened
South.
To
like
this already South, earlier in this night.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. We literally
here
listened
it is.
To, like earlier this night. This is the anthem of growing up in the South. And it literally is, like Wanda said, like the song that describes our friendship.
All right, Wanda, take it away. It's
Jesus and knowing where I stand. You can't take it or leave it.
In the crawfish hole, five-car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning. You get a